Okay, Rabbi. Today we are learning Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Hey, and we're here at the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We've got a couple of Mishnahs today, and we'll get to obviously to the Mishnah on Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We had said right at the beginning of the parak was Elu Chayv. Oh, I guess not Elu Metzius, not Shechayv Lachris, because that's the beginning of our Mishnah. What was the Lashon? Now they're blanking on it. So let's turn back and find it on Chaf Aleph. Yeah, Elu Metzius Shalom Elu. These are the ones you can keep, and these are the ones you have to announce. And obviously, the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak talked about all the things that you're allowed to keep. So now we finally get to Ve'elu Chayev Lahachris. These are the ones that you have to announce. Matzah Peres Bekli, if you find Peres in a utensil, O Kli Kamoshehu, or a utensil that is as is, right? We assume that there is, Rashi says Rekon that's empty, but Pash says we assume there's some sort of simen. Mos Bakis, O Kis Kamoshehu, if you find money in a wallet or a wallet. As is, and Rashi again says, Yishbo Simen Labailim, right? There's a simen there. Tzibure Peros, if you have a pile of fruit, we mean a pile of produce. Tzibure Mos, you find a pile of coins. Shlosha Mabeos Zel Gabezer, if you have three coins stacked together, we'll talk about exactly what kind of stack we're talking about over here, right? What simen are you going to use to give it back to the guy? Right, krichos bereshus hayochid. If you find a pile of sheaves of wheat or whatever, right, in rishus yochid in the private domain, kikaros shel balabais. If you find loaves that are not industry kind of standardized loaves, but that are baked by a homeowner, right, that are different, right, each of them in the chora was different. Vegize tzemer. You have shearings of sheep. The halakuchim besa uman that are taken from someone where you can recognize where it came from. And this is, okay, so kadeh yayin and kadeh shemen, if you have a bottle of wine, bottle of oil, if you find all of those, harei elu, we'll get to what the simon is for that, but harei elu chayiv lahachers, these are the things that you have to announce. The Gemara says, time at the matzah peres bekli umoros bekis. The Gemara says that the Mishnah, right, it's the fact, the reason you have to announce it is because you found this produce right in the utensil in the kli, and the money was in the wallet. A kli for the fun of peros, the keys for the fun of maos. But if you found the item lying at the it's lying on the floor outside of the utensil or outside of the wallet, right, l'shalo, apparently you can keep that. Right, that's the implication from our Mishnah. So sure enough, right, this is the same thing we learned. And a brisa, matzah kli for the fun of peros, kis for the fun of maos. If you find a kli and have fruit scattered, or peros, some sort of produce scattered in front of it, or wallet and money scattered in front of it, sorry, the shalom, you're allowed to keep it. Miktsasin b'kli, miktsasin agav b'karka. If it's half and half, right, so then miktsasin b'kis, miktsasin agav b'karka. Right, whether it's in the kli or in the wallet, right? If it's half and half, so then chayav l'achris, then you have to announce because we assume right that it fell out from the item. From the kli or the wallet in question. The Gemara says, one second, but Irminu, hold on. I have a stira with another brisa that says, Matzah davar she'en bo simen, batzad. Batzad davar she'esh bo simen. If you find something that doesn't have a simen next to something that does have a simen, so in that case, chayiv l'achris, right, that you have to announce it. And then if, ba bala simen, v'not al shalo, if the guy came and claimed the item with the simen, zocha hala ba davar she'en bo simen, then the guy who found it, right, can keep the item that does not have a simen. And again, that you have to announce it again, but it was, what do we say? That you have to announce something that you found without a simen. Again, what we just said, right, that if the items are in front of it, right, you can keep it, right? Shalom, you can keep the item. Here we're telling me you have an item with a simen and an item without a simen. Right? That's similar to a kli and peros, right? That one is out, one is in. No, not one is out, one is in. Where the peros are outside of the kli. The kli has a simen, the peros don't. Right, this brisa says that you have to announce it, and the last brisa says if you find them outside of the kli, then you can keep it. So we have a couple of possibilities, a couple of answers. Amar of Zvid, Rav Zvid says, Lo kasha, haba kuba of a kitna, right, haba tzana of a peri. It depends on what we're talking about. If you're dealing with flax, a barrel of flax, so then you can keep the flax, right, that's in front, and we assume, right, the flax is not coming from the barrel. Pasha says that the flax would have some of the flax would have stayed in the barrel. In the case where you have to announce it, so then, but sanu peri, we're talking about it with some sort of basket, some sort of produce, right? Again, we assume, that the produce may fall out of the basket. That's very common, but again, it may not necessarily stay in the basket. But by flax, right, apparently that would have at least somewhat stayed in the barrel in question. Rav Papa says, havatav tzinu peri. No, both cases are talking about a basket and produce. Velo kasha, and there's no problem. Hadishtarbe midi. Rav Papa, Lachora, disagrees with Rav Zvid. And this is how Rashi explains that he says that fruit would not necessarily automatically slide out of a basket. So therefore, if there's fruit still in the basket, right? So then lechora we can assume that it came from the basket. But if it's not, right? So then we don't necessarily assume that it came from the basket, and you could theoretically keep it. Or you could say could be that both cases, both prices are when there's nothing inside the basket. Then what about the fruit? Or how do you know whether the fruit, you have to announce it, did it come from the basket or not? It depends on which way the mouth of the basket is facing, right? If the mouth of the basket is facing away from the fruit, then the fruit didn't come from the basket. Right? If the mouth of the basket is facing towards the fruit, so then we have to be concerned for that, then you would have to announce it. Or you could say that maybe both of them, a scenario where the basket is facing the produce. Well, lokasha, that's still what's not a stira. Depends on whether there's some sort of rim right in the on the basket. If the basket has a rim, so the chora, right, only if there are is produce still inside, right, the rim would have stopped, right, some of the produce at least from staying from falling out of the basket. So therefore, right, if you see produce inside the basket, then the chora came from the basket. And if there's no produce inside the basket, right, so then and if there's no rim, right, the chora, then it could theoretically have been falling out. And therefore, obviously, they necessarily go together. Good. Okay. So the Gemara says that's four different ways for resolving that stira. Okay. Tziburi peros with tziburi maos. Mishnah said, pile of money, pile of peros, then that you have to announce. Shmav mina minyan havi simon. Apparently, what do you see? What are you using? Right? What are you using to give this guy back all of his stuff? If it's a pile of produce, it's 12 apples, it's 16 pears, whatever. Apparently you see that a number is a simon, because what else is going to use? So Kumar says, no, tani tzibur peros, or it could be a tzibur, right? You could say that it could be a single one, right? Like just one pile. So the meaning, we'd said the phrase was tzibure, because maybe it's only talking about one. So you can't say, I found three piles of apples or whatever. Maybe it's the makom, maybe it's the place where it was. Again, we had shilas, we had machloksim, whether a minion count, the number of items involved counts as a simon, or whether the place where you found it counts as a simon. Apparently, you see, they're using the minion, or maybe they now suggest the Gemara, they're using the makom, the place where you found it. So Gemara says, no, tani tziburi peros, no, it could be, there are multiple piles, and that would be the simon. Meaning, long story short, it's not clear exactly what the simon is that we're using here, but it could be either minion or makom, and then, depending on how you hold, right, you obviously would line up, interpret the Mishnah however befitting, right, your opinion. Okay. Shloshim ad be'ez zeh agavei zeh, about three coins, one on top of the other. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak miget migdala, and the Achronim point out that this is, Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't appear so much in Shas, this is his famous Shita, so they called him migdala, based on his opinion, and so, right, v'husha osuyin kemigdalin, right, that's only when the coins were stacked like a tower, as we'll see in a second, right, a big one on the bottom, medium one in the middle, and a small one on top. That's obviously didn't, a person placed it there and it didn't fall like that. That would be extremely random. Again, that's, like our mission that we saw in Chaf Aleph. Right? If you find coins that are scattered, they fell on the floor, not arranged in any type of way, so then you can keep it. But as soon as you, if it's stacked like a tower, so then Chayav Lachar, you have to announce it. Ve'elu as soon as you, right, Shalosh Matbein Zel Gav Zeh, what's a tower? You have three, one on top of the other. So Gemara says, one second, Haguf Akasha, that brisa, right, is contradicting itself. So Amarta, you said that Matzah Maus Mefuzer Zoya Shalom, that if you find scattered money, so it belongs to you, Hey Mashluchi Shluchi, but if the coins are partially on top of each other and partially not, meaning if they fell in a way that they are kind of sort of half resting, right, on each other, so then you would what's it called, that you would have to chayv l'hachris, that you would have to announce it, because it's not completely scattered like it fell out of fell off a horse or fell out of the guy's pocket when he was riding. So Amos Eva, but what about the second part of the brisa? Assume coming down chayv l'hachris, only if it's stacked like a tower do you have to announce it. Mishlachafe Shalchuve, right? Hare Elu Shalo. But if they're leaning, right, they're not entirely scattered, they're not entirely stacked, right? It's like a middle middle ground. It's not scattered. It's not stacked. Apparently, harei l'shalo, then you can keep them. So Gemara says, Tana, kol she'ein asuyin k'min dolem mifuzarim karlehu. So the Gemara says, no. Anything that's not stacked like a tower is considered to be scattered, right? Even if it's partially scattered, right? And then you would be able to keep it. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, "Lo shanu ashel shlosha malachim." It's only if you found three different coins, three different mints from three different kings, right, from one of three different countries. Aval shel melech echad inu chal v'hachers. But if you found three coins from one king, right, so then the guy can keep it. The Gemara says, "One second, what kind of split is that? Hey chidami, what's the case? Either asuyin ki migdalan afilu shel melech echad nami. If they were piled one on top of the other, so what does it matter how many coins, different types of coins? If you find five quarters stacked one on top of the other, obviously that was put there. That didn't fall like that. V'yish ein asuyin ki migdalan. And if you didn't find it stacked like towers, so afilu shel shlosha melechim nami lo. So then." You don't have to announce if it was found by three, a quarter, a dime, and a penny, or a quarter, a ruble, and a shekel. Right? If it's scattered all over the place, right? So you don't have to announce that. It's Eli'i, it's Mar Hachi. So rather, what Rabbi Chanina meant to say, or did say, and it was just quoted wrong, is that Lo Shanu Ela Shel Melech Echad Kein Shlosha Melech, meaning that you only have to be machriz, you only have to announce if you find coins that are like three different kings. Ve'echidami, what's that? Kasuyin k'migdalin. Right, they're made like a tower. How so? And this is where we explain what it means. Revicha tata, the wide one is on the bottom. Mitziasa ila, middle one is in the middle. Or middle one is on top of that. Vizuta iloya mitzia, and the little one is on top of the middle one. Right, and that's what's the equivalent? Like quarter, nickel, dime. Right, that would be by the proper stack. Right, I mean, because we can assume that person put it like there, like a pyramid. But if it's just three quarters, let's say the kuliki adadini knew they're all the same. Right, according to this opinion, right, even if they're put on top of each other, maybe they are his. Because emer isrami hadadi nafu, maybe they were just together and they fell together and they happened to have ended up like this. Okay, fine. According to Rabbi Chanina, right, that would not be a case. That would not be a simon. That would not be a scenario where you'd have to announce it. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's the same coin, right, of one king, meaning it's the same three quarters, one on top of the other, right, then you have to announce. The question is, my machriz, so what do you announce? Minyan. Apparently, you announce the number of quarters, let's say, that you found. So my iria tells us, afilu shel nami. So why three? Right, it should be also two. Because I'm Ravina Tiva Machers. Because the guy says, right, he announces that he had coins. I mean, he just says he found coins. And since once he's saying coins, right, you can't, that's plural, right? So you can't say two, because obviously it's at least two, right? So if it's only two, so then that would be what you have to announce. And since you can't, you know, obviously it's at least two, so the guy can't, that's not telling you anything. And therefore you don't have to announce it, you can keep it. But Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishir Mahu. What about if it's like a piece of jewelry, like a bracelet in a circle, kashura mahu, let's say the coins are in a line, kechatsuva mahu, let's say they're like a triangle, kasula mahu, what about if they're like a ladder, with like a steps, like one, two, three, like going up, so Gemara says, pashu miyahada, let's at least answer one of them, damrav nachman bar rava bar avua, I call she'ilu machnes lekizem b'neihem v'rotam vasaka, so if you can get a toothpick, right, and stick underneath it, and pick it up, at the same time, so then chayv la'achir is that you have to announce, and that would be a scenario like a sulam, right? If you look at Rashi, right, have a sulam with v'asakas. Apparently, if you can like one, two, three, like a stairway to nowhere, right? If you have three coins, you can get them all up with this one toothpick, which you theoretically can. Apparently, right, so that you would have to announce. So therefore, right, l'chor that one you would have to you would be machris. Boy, Ravashi. Ravashi says, what about ke'avnei beis kulis mahu? Beis kulis was an avodah zara. Markulis, it was, as we'll see in a second, the Gemara will explain. So what about if it was like that? If you found three coins like a house of Markulis or Kulis, what would you do with that? So Toshma would learn the Rebbeis at the Tanya, Matzah Moz Mufuzaros, Harei Shalom. Again, right, if, okay, fine, you scattered money is yours. Kavne Beis Kulis, but if you find like stacked or arranged like the house of Kulis, then Chayav L'Acher Zad, you have to announce. V'iluhin Beis Kulis, what is that? What is that formation? What is that situation? So Echem Mikan, one in here, one in there. V'achar Al-Gabayim, right, like people, you know, very often stack, I don't know, poker chips or whatever, right, one, two, laying flat next to each other, and one on top, right, that would be like some sort of, you know, pyramid-type situation, so then that would be you would have to announce it. Tanar Rabbanan Vilna D'Braisa. Motzi Sela B'Shuk. Umatzo Chavero V'Omer Shalihu. If you find money, this is fascinating, that you find money in the marketplace, and the guy says, hey, that's mine. It's Chadashihi, or it's new, or Nironizhi, or it's from Niron Kesar, right? I mean, it's a specific, he's able to tell you a specific type of coin it is. Shemelech Ploni, or if it's this king. Lo Amar Klum, he hasn't said anything, and the guy who founds it can keep it. Lo Oud Ella Filu Shmo Kosovale. But even if he signed it, right? He took a dollar bill and he signed it. Lo Amar Klum, that's nothing. That does not help. Why? The Fisha Ein Simon Mabea, there is no such thing as a simon, as a sign for a coin. You cannot claim currency. As the Gemara says, according to the Gemara says the Amar, because you might say that Dilma Afuke Afka Umeinish Achrina Nafal. That maybe, right, what happened? You signed your name on this dollar bill and then you bought a Coke with it and you gave it to the seller, and the seller walked home and he dropped it. So Lav Dafka, but this dollar bill with your name on it, right, necessarily means that it's yours, right, and therefore the finder can keep it. Okay, next Mishnah. Matza achar gapa or achar gader. If you find right two different types of fences, whether wood or reeds or whatever, Rashi says shall either shall wood or shall kanim, wood or reeds, and a gader is a fence. This is what Rashi says, a wall of stone. Okay, if you find an item, the item specifically gozlos mikusharim. If you find tied up birds behind these walls, obushvilin shabasados, or you find these tied up birds on the roads in the fields, haray zelo yigabahim, do not touch them. And that's a funny phrase, right? We've been saying haray shalo or chayv laachris. Either right, the two options normally are they belong to you, or you have to announce them. What does it mean you shouldn't touch them? Okay, so we'll get to that right by the time we get to the next Mishnah. We'll see exactly what that means. So matza kli ba'ashpa, right, if you find a kli in a garbage heap, right, in mechusa, if it's covered, lo yigabo, don't touch it, in megula, right, no tal machers, but if it's uncovered, you should take, and you should announce it. So Gemara says, my time, what is the reason you shouldn't touch these birds? Right, darminim, what do we say, what are we assuming? Hani inish atzinhu, right, vishakalahu, lesh lele marayu, simon avigavayu. Right, we're assuming someone put them there, right, and if you move them, so then you're not going to have, right, any the guy's not going to have any simon to get them back. So Elkoch said, therefore, Elishavkinu ad asimarai v'shakalu. So leave them until the guy comes back and takes them. So Gemara says, Ramai lavi kesher simana. But what do you mean? The kesher, the way he tied it, should be the simon, right? People apparently would tie different types of knots. So I'm Rabbi Abba Berzad Amarav, who gushar mekan feyam. Right? No, they're dealing with a case where they're tied by the wings. The kuli almahachi mekatri. That was a standard way of tying birds together. Gemara says, "Vavim makom siman," but why can't he say, "Oh yeah, I found it right. You found it by the fence right over there. Maybe that should be the siman." Some of Maravuk Barachama b'medadin. We're dealing with birds who can move around, so they may not necessarily have been placed there. So Gemara says, "Even medadin ma'alma asu umutaren." So what do you mean? If they came from somewhere else, so then you should be able to keep them. Right? This maybe the guy didn't put them there. Right, so how do you know? Again, we're only concerned that you should announce them because the guy, maybe somebody put them there. But if you're saying that you bounce them around, that they bounce themselves around and they move around, so then why should we assume that? So Gemara says, "Ikalamimar," you could have said, "Ma'alma asu." Maybe right, they came from somewhere else, but "Ikalamimar inishat snu." But maybe someone put them there. Probably suffik kinuach. It's a case, therefore, it's a suffik whether the guy put it there, whether somebody put it there. Any case where you have a suffix, whether the guy put it there or not, right? So you shouldn't touch it. But if you did touch it, you don't have to put it back. You don't have to give it back. There's no simon, and you can keep it. But really, the chachila, right? You should leave it there, and that's the lesson of the Mishnah that you should leave it wherever you find it, as opposed to right, either harizah haelu shalom or chayev lahachers. Matzikli ba'ashpa, mechuzah lo yiga, megula no tal machers. Right, again, we said that split. If you find something in a garbage dump, if it's covered, don't touch it. If it's not covered, so then you can take it, but you can't keep it. You have to announce it and see if someone claims it. Or minhu, hold on 1 second. The Braisa says like this and contradicts our Mishnah. Matzikli talmud ba'ashpa. If you find something that's hidden in a garbage dump, so no tal machers. You have to announce it. Shekein derech ashpa lepanos, because people, right, the garbage dump is usually going to be cleared away. Right, and obviously here we're telling me that if it's hidden, right, that's just like it's covered. And our mission said it covered, you shouldn't touch it. And this Bryce says if it's covered or if it's hidden, right, you should announce it. Some it says lokasha, no problem. Habakosi vikasa, you have a sakini umanik. Right, depends. Right, if you're talking about a cup and a barrel, the Gemara says because vikasi lo yuga. Right, if it's cups and barrels, you shouldn't touch it because we assume that they put there on purpose. Right, but sakini umanik. But if you have these small little items like a sakin, like a knife or a ham, or Vahaman, or a manik, or maybe it's a hamnik, right? Vahamnik. I'm not sure. Okay, either way, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. But a small little kli. So notzil machers, then you should take it and announce it, because it could have been a mistake, right? Maybe he was thrown out with the garbage or whatever, and then you should announce that. And lechor, it's a lost object. Rav Papa Amar, and it has a simon. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, hava hava kuzi vikasi, kube vikasi, right? That both of them. Both prices and the Mishnah is talking about barrels and cups. It doesn't matter what the item is, right? Both of them could be talking about barrels and cups, but it depends on whether the garbage dump, right, is going to be cleared away. If they leave the garbage there, or if it's cleaned every Tuesday, every Motzei Shabbos, or whatever. And so if it's cleared away, so even if it's hidden, then you have to announce it, and it's a lost object. But if not, right, so then, right, you can leave it, and that's our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Ashpa sending panos avidim idasi. One second, if the guy left an item in a garbage dump that's cleared away normally, so then that guy, he threw it away. That's an avidim idas. He lost it on purpose, meaning he threw it away. So why should you have to announce it? Right, I mean, it should be harei shalom. You should be able to keep it. So rather, Ashpa suli panos she'ino suli panos. Really, it's talking about a garbage dump that's not normally cleared away, but v'nimla chalei lefnosa. But it is about to be cleared away, and so therefore you have to announce it. So Gemara says, Bishlam alar of Papa. Hold on. Well, according to Rav Papa, hanedugatani shekin derech Ashpa lipanos. Right, I understand. According to Rav Papa, who says it's the same item, and it just depends on. Right, which whether they're clearing away the garbage dump or not. Right, El Rav Zvid, again, what did Rav Zvid say? Rav Zvid said that the difference is the item that you found, whether it's a kos or a barrel or a cup, right, a kove or kase, right, and as opposed to meaning that you should leave them. But in terms of the small utensil that might have gotten thrown away, right, sakini v'hamnik, right. So either way, you have to announce them, right, because we were nervous that he lost it, right, that he lost it. But so according to Rav Papa, I understand why the Brisa said it's going to be cleared away, that should make a difference. But according to Rav Zvid, who says it's a difference in Kalim, so Maishna Derech Ashpas Liponos, why did the Brisa mention, right, that it's normally a garbage dump is cleared away, right, who cares? Right, even if it's not normally cleared away, the guy threw it out by accident. Right, there's a small kalim that he threw away in the garbage by accident. Who cares whether the garbage dump is being cleared? Right, you should have to announce it either way. So, Gemara says, "Shekin derech ashpa liponos la kalim ketanim." So, according to Rav Zvid, you have to reinterpret what that means. The price doesn't mean that normally people clear away a garbage dump. It means that normally people clear things away into the garbage dump, meaning normally people clear and lose items in a garbage dump, and therefore you have to announce those small items as opposed to cups and barrels, which they would have put in there on purpose, right? And the chores, you should not touch them. All right, we're going to stop here. We'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.